It's Representative David Barham in our Touchpoints Rehab Interview Chair. And, David, just give us an overview of what this bill would do.
Sure. Well, as you know, this has been a major concern for the legislature. Just last week, our Lieutenant Governor, Nancy Wyman, testified and said this was a statewide emergency, and that's how we should view it. And our governor, earlier in the year, applied to FEMA and declared this to be a natural disaster. In light of those items and in that context, I submitted a bill that would authorize $35 million in bonding to help individuals. Now, that help would be through a combination of grants and loans, up to a maximum of $75,000. The average cost is estimated to repair these foundations at about $100,000. So this would help close to 500 people who could prove that their foundations were deteriorating because of the pyrotite chemical that is found in this concrete substance.
Now, the way it would be set up then, let's say someone gets an estimate and they qualify, and for conversation purposes, it would cost $100,000 to repair the home. How much money could they get before they start paying out of their own pocket, let's say?
They could only qualify up to $75,000 under my plan, and of that $75,000, there would be a loan maximum of $25,000 at prime for 15 years and a grant of up to $50,000. So out of pocket on that example of a $100,000 cost, they would have to repay the loan of $25,000 and they would have to come up with the out-of-pocket of another $25,000.
Now, we had Tim Rhyme on our program last week, Representative. As you know, he's the president of the coalition behind the concern with these basements, and he's one of the homeowners whose foundation is crumbling. And he said that the average cost to repair a lot of these basements is closer to $200,000, and that nobody has that kind of money for a $200,000 mortgage, let's say. What would you say to that?
Well, I empathize with what he's saying, and that's one of the reasons I submitted this bill, is because for many people, the investment in their homes is their life savings, and they don't have the resources to make this correction. Now, I'm certainly open to changing the contents of the bill to allow for a greater loan or grant. But to get the ball rolling, I submitted this as a reasonable option to at least get the legislature to begin talking about some serious funding. There are a number of other bills that are excellent, but none of them actually funds an immediate dedicated resource that would be available to these people who can prove that their foundations are crumbling and deteriorating because of the pyrotite chemical in the concrete. And every legislator realizes this is a crisis, it's an immediate problem, and this is not just a problem that affects the individual homeowner. If somebody's house becomes worth nothing because of this foundation problem, that not only impacts their lives and their investment, it affects their neighborhoods. It affects the grand list of the town, which can no longer collect taxes on the house because its value has depreciated. And it has a ripple effect on the community at large, because if people know that there are homes in a particular community built by a developer that use this chemical, who wants to buy and risk their investment in a home that's located nearby? So this has huge ramifications for the state and the towns, and I think that the state has to step in and offer some serious money to allow people to repair their homes.
Now, I know that there has been some conversation, and again, we had Tim Heim on our program, and he said that this actually could affect thousands of homes when all is said and done, because with the pyrotite, you don't know sometimes that that foundation is crumbling until years after that house has been constructed, Representative.
Well, that's exactly right, and that's why, you know, my bill is a first step. It's the only bill that I'm aware of that actually allocates serious money, $35 million, and that money would come from bonding. And when I looked at the numbers of the state for bonding over the last 2 years, the governor has set caps of $2.5 billion a year in bonding. It's a rough average. Taking $35 million from $2.5 billion is not a lot of money, and it's just a matter of rearranging our priorities. And as the governor said last year when he applied to FEMA, and as the lieutenant governor reiterated in her testimony last week, it is a statewide crisis. Now, in my bill to help the state a little bit, I also put what we call a subrogation clause. And what that means is that if there was a negligent party, or if we find that the insurance company under the homeowner's insurance is liable, the state has a right to step into the shoes of the homeowner and seek its money reimbursed that it gave in a grant, especially, so that this hopefully will be some leverage that the state can use to bring any negligent party and to bring the homeowner insurers to the table, so that we can all join in a solution to this problem and not shoulder it on the back of just the homeowner or the state of Connecticut.
Talking with State Representative David Barrow from the 15th District and his bill authorizing bonds for the state to establish a fund to assist homeowners with crumbling foundations. Now, as I understand it, Representative, I mean, I've talked to some people in the construction industry, and they say that pyrotite sometimes is not detectable in initial testing and really doesn't show up until years later. What do you know about that?
I have heard that, but on the other hand, my bill, as well as other bills, would require a party that installs a new home with concrete to have it laboratory tested at a certified lab. I've been told that there are ways to detect it from the very beginning, but obviously we have to find a way through regulation and scientific means to do our best to detect this material and to make sure that it, you know, we stop using it altogether. That's a huge challenge for the state, but that needs to be done, along with trying to resolve the existing problem that has already been identified.
Where does the bill stand now? Is it in committee?
It is in the Planning and Development Committee, which is looking at probably over 15 bills that have been submitted, with the hope that they will be consolidating some of these bills into a larger bill that addresses this. And I'm not sure exactly the status of my bill. Obviously, some legislators will be concerned about the amount of money that's being proposed. But as I listened to testimony and watched some of the comments by affected homeowners on television, I said to myself that the only way we can address this is by giving serious dollars to residents who have been victims of this crisis. And I believe that this bill is a good start in that direction. And again, I have urged my colleagues to seriously consider it, because it's money that's coming out of bonding that the governor has already approved through his cap. And so all we have to do is rearrange the priorities of our bonding and say this deserves a piece of that $2.5 billion that's yearly allocated for bonding projects. And if the lieutenant governor and the governor have already declared this to be a crisis and a natural disaster, I can't think of too many things that should take precedence over this kind of a bill.
But what you're saying is that you're open to raising the ceiling on this figure, maybe not necessarily the $35 million, but the ceiling that an individual might need, because, as I said, I'm hearing that the estimate, in some cases, the repair could cost around $200,000.
Correct. I am. However, we have to realize that by raising the ceiling, we would be able to help less homes. According, to my math, when I calculated roughly the $75,000 max under this bill by $35 million, it helps almost 500 homes.
Okay. Representative, I wish we could continue the conversation, but we're out of time. But David, thanks very much for informing our audience about this.
Sure. Well, thank you for the opportunity.